This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, last hour we opened talking about the dramatic Chucky Schumer and his concern for Tom Price now heading up the HHS. And it really, I find nothing but good news with Tom Price heading up HHS. And this hour, I just saw this headline. Trump health secretary branded as vaccine safety advocate.
Oh, what a terrible thing.
I know. How horrible. He wants, you know, listen, this is that new hashtag, vaccine safety. Like, because it kind of pulls the rug out under those who say anti-vaxxer, right? This is the kind of game that's being played on people who simply ask questions about, hey, is this as safe as it could be, right? Now, we have very strong perspectives and opinions here about vaccines. But I would say anybody who advocates for vaccine safety, I'm more inclined to call them a friend than an enemy any day of the week. But that those that want you to blindly accept these shots for your children, and if you simply ask, hey, is it really as safe as it could be, and you're branded an enemy of them, right? We talk about the insanity of the cult-like belief in those needles.
What they do, as we've covered before, if somebody comes out and they say, I'm not anti-vax, I'm for safe vaccines.
Yeah.
They just automatically lump you. Oh, no, that means you're anti-vax.
Right. You simply question anything.
Vaccine safety is not something that they want to discuss because as far as they're concerned, there's nothing to discuss. It's settled science. So you just utter the word safe vaccine and you're automatically lumped into the group of being an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, I got your safe. Well, all right, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to try to be nice. In fact, you know what you should be injecting your children with? The carrots that I grew in my garden. And you don't even have to inject them. Just chew them up and eat them. My gosh, Super Don, I couldn't wait for the end of the show. I went in there. I cut one in half because my son loves carrots, too, and we ate them. It's like candy. It was so sweet. I was like, yeah, this is how food's supposed to taste, right? Not bland and yucking chemically. So it's possible for me. Again, I consider myself a rank amateur in terms of farming and gardening. I'm learning as I go along, too. I've had some teachers along the way. That's why I say next week, this time, we're going to be broadcasting live from a big homestead tour and organic brunch event. Those of you who haven't seen it, it's in the show notes, upcoming events. Go to openfieldprojects.com, or you can link through at robertscottbell.com, and you could be a part of it, but you need to sign up by the 15th, okay? And if you're listening live, it's the 12th of February. So if not, sign up within the next few days. If you want to be part of it, you'll get a tour and an organic brunch, and then I'll be broadcasting live from the event. I'm going to say rain or shine. Somehow we're going to make this happen. But it's a glorious time to be in the sunshine in Florida, right? As I say, Florida. Right? But anyway, lots of cool stuff happening. Then we've got big events coming up in Toronto in April at Total Health, and then, let's see, the following week in San Diego, had the best answer for cancer. And as other events pop up, you'll know by staying in touch with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or going to robertscottbell.com, following us on Facebook and Twitter, etc. And as I said, I Periscope from the garden this morning. Sometimes I Facebook Live, sometimes I Periscope. This morning was Periscope at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. So let's see, what do we want to open with? I talked about, oh, yeah, injuries, right? There's an acute care guide, I think, that I wrote about, yeah, in Unlock the Power to Heal. But in this subject, it's called How Americans Get Hurt. And the I think the like Insurance Institute or some group, Amino Group or whatever, says we collated all of this and we found the most common reasons for physical injury diagnosis in each state as documented by health insurance claims. And it's really intriguing. Now, Super Don, where are you now, right now? What state are you in?
I'm currently in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
According to this study,
stay off the roads.
Arkansas, no? Yeah, suffers from a disproportionate number of motor vehicle accidents.
Yeah, so if you're in Arkansas, that's your number one as far as the Insurance Institute claims on injury. So something about there, of course, they license drivers there, but what good does that do? And there are a few other states, including Georgia, where I was for many years, Tennessee, California.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you've got a huge population, a lot of people on the roads in California.
And Arizona. I was just, I was in Arizona. I was walking safely. I was able to cross the street safely, thankfully. But a lot of injuries there. Now, in California, I'd say number one on the list should be vaccine injury, but they don't list that as anything because the doctors really don't report it all that much. In Florida, of all places, head injury.
No, but it's not just head injury.
No, it's a different kind of head injury, isn't it?
It's unspecified.
Unspecified head. Yeah, that sounds more like Florida. We're not sure what caused your head to crack or dent in. Right? Two guys walk into a bar. The other guy, the third guy, saw them and said, I'm going to go around it. But, this is the kind of crazy stuff that goes on. And there's even weirder stuff in this thing. As you look at this map, like Montana, sprained knee. Sprained knee. Now, I'm thinking maybe there's a lot of skiing going on in Montana. Does that sound like a reasonable explanation for Montana?
Well, there's a lot of open land, probably a lot of ranching going on. So maybe when you're out there rustling up the cows or walking across the pasture and you step in a pothole or something, maybe. I don't know.
Now, if you're in Minnesota or was it Michigan? I think though. Am I looking at Wisconsin? No, it's Wisconsin. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're the silver states in this context, and they say spine dislocation. What the heck is going on there? Also in South Dakota. What is going on in that
spine
wave of states?
Dislocation.
And you'll
pretty
see.
Serious. I mean, that's a serious injury right there.
Yeah, it's not like a chiropractor is putting that back. If you're talking I don't know, maybe it's subluxation and they wrote it wrong, so maybe your chiropractors can help you there, but my goodness, I don't know what's going on up there. And also in Washington State, and let's see, I believe, wow, it's the spine dislocation. It's crazy.
Right on the Great Lakes right there, yeah.
Yeah. In the District of Columbia, it's facial injury.
Now, what does that mean?
Right. I mean, you look at a politician and your face goes all wonky and you can't get it out of that wonky look. You're like, oh, man, don't do that with your face. It'll never heal. But trying to figure this out. Now, in all of the areas, if you go toward the west, and it looks like New Mexico, what is it? We got Colorado. What else is over there? We got Utah and Nevada and Idaho. And I don't know. What is the number one injury there?
This is the weirdest one, because when I see this, I don't think injury. I think death.
Right.
But apparently in this group states altogether, the disproportionate injury is suffocation.
Whoa. Suffocation?
Suffocation?
What's happening there? I mean, what's in New Mexico and Colorado? Are they smoking weed to the extent of eliminating all oxygen? Forgetting to breathe?
That is the most bizarre thing. It doesn't explain, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be curious to find out, what is it in this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six-state cluster. And you don't see this anywhere else on the map in any other state, mm-hmm. that they have got this disproportionate number of people that are being injured by suffocation. That is, I have no idea how to
explain. Looks like Wyoming there is as well. I was just thinking, you know, is there like oxygen debt zones or something?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you're experiencing the same thing I am. And I think anybody who would look at this would go, what is suffocating all these people in this one section of the United States? It's weird.
Now, here's where I would say, get your nebulizer, get it ready, fill it with 5 mL, a teaspoon of Sovereign Silver, and breathe it on in. Because if you're suffocating, not only might you need the silver to open up the pathways, but silver can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. So maybe they'll grab what little oxygen is in the area in Wyoming and Nevada, for instance, and alleviate the suffering, the suffocation in this case.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So bizarre. Have your nebulizers now, ready. Yeah.
Here's a good one. If you mm-hmm. happen to live in the state of Indiana, apparently mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that are getting an injury, and here's the description of it, yeah. struck by object.
Well, objectivism? Or objects falling from the sky.
Struck by object.
In Indiana. What are they throwing at you in Indiana? Are they throwing vegetables or baseballs? It's not even baseball season. It's about to be baseball season. You know what? I think this entire segment should be brought to you by Advanced Arnica from King Bio.
Honestly. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, because Arnica is the number one substance on planet Earth when it comes to systemic injury and localized injury as far as a remedy. If you have it as a remedy topically, you can do that. And, of course, homeopathic arnica you can safely take internally. And I think second on the list would be the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel for many of these injuries that can be remedied by that. But, like, you know, in Montana we mentioned the sprained knee, arnica, definitely arnica. Overexertion, that's interesting. Overexertion, that is in North Dakota, it looks like. Overexertion, remember I said arsenicum album? That could be used for overexertion.
Probably from people shoveling snow, I would have to guess.
Yeah, in Nebraska as well. I'm looking at this. Hand injury in Michigan. What are you doing with your hands in Michigan? Maybe don't answer that. I don't know. Arnica.
You know, what comes to mind on this is, it, you mm-hmm. know, we've covered this before when they did the overhaul of the insurance system. Uh-huh. And they came up with all of the new categories for mm-hmm. insurance. That yeah. we were just laughing about because they were so bizarre, you know, like being injured while water skiing and catching on fire. You know, I mean, yeah. it was just bizarre stuff. I think that's where a lot of this confusion is coming from in this list.
Maybe. If you're in Hawaii, the Aloha State, be careful of scrapes. And if so, get some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. You'll be all right. Also, if you have muscular injury, remember the magnesium. Ease magnesium. And don't forget, for long-term painful conditions, add a little CBD into the mix. PlusCBDOil.com, P-L-U-S, PlusCBDOil.com. RSB 15 gets you 15% off. Let's eat some fruits and veggies next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
No additives, preservatives, colorings, artificial flavorings needed at all. Just a delicious organic carrot from my garden. A bit giddy, you know. I think you guys saw. So see the Periscope thing. I think we shared it through Facebook as well. And it's just fun to eat really good, clean food. And according to this article that we're going to next, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you check it out. It says, headline, eating more fruits, vegetables boosts psychological well-being in just 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks. And if you order now, we'll include this thing that dices and slices them. No, I mean, really, who didn't know this? Although there's depths to this story I don't think they go to. I almost wanted to say this is a borderline moment of duh as well, but the focus on this article, and it's a beautiful picture. Finally, it's an appropriate picture for the headline, unlike the homeopathic pellets that was with the article last hour with methamphetamines. I don't know who picked it, but we made it work. Beautiful picture of the rainbow, eating the rainbow, not Skittles, but real food. And, you know, I'm out in my garden. You saw me on video, pick the carrot. I ate the carrot on the break. It was so great. I'm so happy. So it didn't take 2 weeks. It took 2 seconds. But let's look at somebody who is deficient in raw, fresh, real food and put them on raw, fresh, real food. How long does it take them before they feel better? And if they feel better physically, would they also not feel better psychologically? And could this also indicate the fact that vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals from living food have an impact on your emotional state of well-being, your mental state of well-being? And could we not then make a leap? And is it much of a leap to say, you know what? Depression is not evidence of an SSRI drug deficiency, but it could be evidence of a deficiency in vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fatty acids that can come from real food. That's where it should be a moment of doubt, because we look at unhappiness and unwellness as if, well, what kind of drug molecule can Medicare provide to old people? Right, Chucky Schumer? Some of the nicest things you can do for old people? Get them off of FDA-approved medications provided by Medicare and or Medicaid. Old people are on too many drugs, not too few. So what do we conclude with this, Super Don? We get food that is real, and we get happy, or happier.
I guess. I mean, you're right. It's like, is this a moment of duh? Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it is, but, you know, look, here's the way I look at it. You've got scientists and psychologists and stuff who they've got to try and reduce everything down to something that they can, you know, they can explain from a scientific point of view. Not that we have a problem with science, okay? Science is very interesting. It's essential. It's important. But in this case, is it really necessary that we need to somehow point to some kind of a gene, you know, or something that's like when people look at a carrot, they're happy? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, we were talking about this on the break. Just life experience will tell you these things that science is still scrambling to try and do studies to explain. I don't think there's ever been a time that I've gone to a farmer's market and I've walked around and looked at, you know, hung out with the people and been around the farmers and their produce or the artisanal, you know, creators and stuff that are there and stuff like that, and right. have walked away from that experience and been like, oh, man, I really feel like crap.
You're right. No, if you go to a farmer's market, don't you tend to find people that are really happy to be there and enjoy interacting with the farmers? The farmers are there. They love that their food that they've grown is appreciated. I mean, just like my little experience today with harvesting my first carrot of the season. And it's just fun. It makes you smile. It's like, dude, it's not like I made that. It's like, I know nature made that, but I got an assist, right?
Yeah, if I'm the basketball,
I get the assist on that one. You feel good contributing, right? And, you know, the conclusion of this team that did this scientific study, they say providing young adults with high quality fruits and vegetables, not texting them reminders to eat more fruits and vegetables, is resulting in improvements in their psychological well-being over a 2-week period. Hey, how about not providing them with the fruits and vegetables? How about teaching them how to grow it themselves? How about engaging them? How about every school? Rather than teaching dunderheaded, disconnected history without really teaching history, how about teaching them contemporary ways that they can rehabilitate the soil right on their own school grounds or in their backyard and teaching them how to grow them fruits and vegetables? I know I said that improperly from an English perspective, but I take liberty with the language here. And if you got a problem with that, call me now. 866-939-BELL. We'll be back with comments of the day, questions of the day, and more.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Berrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Man, I'm so excited about I know spring hasn't sprung everywhere in the northern hemisphere yet, but just again giddy and happy being around the vegetation, and the fact that next week at this time all goes according to plan, we're going to be broadcasting live from a homestead tour and organic brunch in a little place called Howie in the Hills. And it's like northwest of Orlando, Florida. And you go to openfieldprojects.com. I'm going to share the link in the Facebook. It's already in the show notes. And we'll get it out on the Twitter feed as well. Super Don, I'm just going to blast that out right now as we speak. and you can grab it and duplicate it however you want. And if you want to take part in that and support it, well, you definitely want to get your reservation in by the 15th so they can plan ahead for the tour and brunch and live broadcast next week. Very exciting. And this is, you know, this to me is just so inspiring that there are people reaching out to teach other people. And as I said, this is the way it happens, not because there's a program funded from taxpayers around the country that starts in the District of Columbia, but it happens in your own backyard, in your own neighborhood, in your own community. And one by one, you can transform the planet locally, okay? It's not asking for too much, in fact. It's asking for too little, in fact. But again, this is something we're not waiting around for. We're just going to go ahead and do it. So with that, we have questions of the day that come in. Sometimes you call live on the air like we had a caller last hour, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can leave a message when we're off the air, or you can go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, and submit a question or a comment right then and there, and you might get to hear this theme, especially when it's a comment.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, comment of the day coming from David. Says, Robert, I listened to the Hiccup Show a couple of days ago. How did it become the Hiccup Show? I mean, it was just a real brief little mention. Just a brief mention of hiccups, right?
That is so funny.
Becomes the Hiccup Show. Wow. All right. Yeah, because I think it was something that was so funny that was happening, and I caught you off guard. You were multitasking and came back on the show, and I'm just like, dude, you're busted. You know, you couldn't get that pop quiz if it visited you.
You gave yourself the hiccups in the process.
Right. But it was really minor. It wasn't a big deal. And, you know, somebody said, why didn't you mention a remedy for hiccups? And somebody used Nux Vomica. I came back the next day and said, well, I use Bryonia Alba or other things. But David has a suggestion here. He says, I listened to the Hiccup Show a couple of days ago. I have a non-invasive hiccup remedy. I love to use it because no one believes that it will work. The remedy is, think about the last rabbit you saw. That's the remedy. You got hiccups? Then you say, think about the last rabbit you saw. Okay? So if the person, according to David, if the person questions the efficacy of the remedy, I just ask them questions about the rabbit. Like, magic, no more hiccups. I guess this is like a remedy of distraction. That sort of makes sense. Have you ever been distracted from your hiccups? Like, oh, I forgot the hiccup.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that does work. A lot of people have different remedies, and it's funny because, you know, they will say, okay, you need to stand on one foot and put your right finger in your left ear. And then say, you know, think of the ABC. And it really, what it comes down to is that concentration. But you know what? It's interesting because I'm trying to think, what was the last rabbit that I saw? And actually, the last rabbit I saw was about 30 seconds ago.
Seriously? Yeah. Where was this rabbit?
It's on Facebook.
Well, okay, a Facebook rabbit.
On your Facebook page, actually.
On my Facebook page? Why would there be a rabbit on my Facebook page? I don't have any rabbits in my garden.
Yeah, no, I posted a picture of you being really happy about the carrot that you pulled out of the garden this morning on Periscope.
I'm going to look here. Hold on. Is it on the Robert Scott Bell Show one?
It's on your personal page at the moment, but I'll be sharing it over on that other one.
Oh, good Lord. I'm so happy I turned into Bugs Bunny. Okay.
So listen, oh my gosh. Have the hiccups, all you got to do is just go to Robert Scott Bell Facebook and take care of it just like that.
Oh, you were too funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. So follow the white rabbit, as they say, and not the brown bunny. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with you, Super Don? This story, as it follows up on the comment of the day. It is a process of distraction. I understand that. Now, one of my remedies has been, before I knew about homeopathy, I would hold my breath and swallow as many times as I could, and a lot of times that would work. But sometimes hiccups are so bad, you hear about people suffering for years, but they don't know about homeopathy. They don't know about Bryonia Alba and Nux Vomica. It often has something to do with the liver, believe it or not. So if the rabbit thing doesn't work, take a dose of Bryonia or a dose of Nux Vomica, like one of our listeners said. Now, David continues, he says, however, there will come a day when this remedy of, when's the last time you saw a rabbit? Think about it. when this remedy will no longer work, when the person responds with, what's a rabbit? Now, if a person responds with, what's a rabbit, is it because the rabbits have gone extinct? I mean, if that's the problem, you know, our least of our concerns is hiccups, because if rabbits are gone, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. Rabbits play a role in the environment, an important role as well, not just trying to get my carrots, which thankfully they didn't. I got it first. We don't have rabbits in the backyard. P.S., though, he has, David says, you, Don, and the freshmen are doing a great job.
The freshmen?
The freshmen. Oh. Freshman Friday, Captain Morgan, you mean?
Okay. So she's all the right. freshman.
She's all the right. freshman now. Super Don and the freshman. Not Captain Morgan, but the freshman. Doing a great job. Keep it up. I only wish I could get some of my ailing friends and relatives to step outside their medical box and try something different. Well, David, we all wish for that, too. When we talk about our family, friends, and loved ones, sometimes they're stuck in that medical box, and it's a dangerous place to be. I know. Chuckie Schumer is definitely trapped there. Most of the Democratic Party is definitely trapped there. Even, as we know, some of the Republicans, too. So where are we going to go? Well, we go to a story about superbugs. And we realize that all of the money in the world, all of the taxpayer funds in the world, is not succeeding in finding a remedy for superbugs. However, occasionally the mainstream media covers a story that you wonder how it snuck through. And it relates to what they call a noxious weed. A noxious weed. That it may, in fact, be able to provide a new way to fight superbugs.
I thought it was just noxious weed. I thought this was in Colorado or something.
You mean weed that smells bad?
Just smoke some noxious weed, takes care of superbugs just like that.
I don't know. Some people don't like the smell of weed. They could call it noxious, I guess. But usually you think of noxious and you think of toxic. But cannabis weed is not toxic, except to cancer cells, by the way. It has oncolytic properties. So there is this story on the mainstream media about a noxious weed. And it's pretty interesting that they acknowledge this thing. And it's sometimes it's called the Brazilian pepper tree or the Florida holly. And it's considered, I don't know if it's an invasive species, but it has medicinal properties. And it's considered an exotic pest plant. And, of course, I've talked about how nasty it is to spray weeds with, for instance, Roundup. Number one on the list most people know about is dandelion. You'll even see, you know, these advertisements or advertisements. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's and pick up a toxic pesticide to spray that dangerous weed, which is not dangerous, like dandelion. Dandelion, brilliant, brilliant herb from creation from God to help your liver and kidneys. And yet we spray it with toxic chemicals that destroy your liver and kidneys. So this plant, as we know in the homeopathic pharmacopoeia, there are many plants that can be utilized as medicine. And, you know, the Botanical Council knows about these things as well. You don't want to eat every plant because some plants are slightly toxic, but that doesn't mean it's bad for you if done right. Like we mentioned last hour, the lobelia tincture, because it's a plant that can create vomiting, right, because it's somewhat toxic. But if you take it at low levels, it's a profound tool for healing lung tissue and other things. And so with this, I can't even read the Latin. Shinus terebinthifolia. Yeah, there it is. Or shinus, I don't know, is what it's called in Latin. And they're identifying that it actually has some benefit for the addition or the counteracting of superbugs. Now, step back from the superbugs, and we realize that superbugs are a creation of man. They're not a creation of creation. In other words, superbugs are expressing DNA for their survival when confronted with a toxic chemotherapeutic agent known as an antibiotic. So in this case, the article is targeting Staphylococcus aureus, particularly methicillin resistant. That's known as MRSA. And the report on this is coming out of my alma mater, Emory University, and saying, wow, what do we do? These berries are actually helping us. Can we turn them into a drug? That's right. The Brazilian pepper tree is not good in and of itself. We have to find a way to isolate and synthesize a synthetic analog of this plant of creation. And then we can give it as a toxic drug to overcome MRSA, which is a manifestation of the staph infection that responds to a toxic drug created by man. Does anybody see the insanity of the direction they're taking this? But it's economics. It's profitability. It's not healing that they're after. How do we corner and patent the market for this, because MRSA is a problem. But beyond this Brazilian pepper tree and the berries from it, we have something that can address all forms of Staphylococcus aureus, whether it be MRSA or not. Number one on the list is Heper Sulfur Calcarium. And I'm not playing the theme song Super Don because I wasn't ready for it. Because, yes, Super Don has made a theme song for Heper Sulfur, a homeopathic remedy. But also the use of bioactive silver hydrosol. Whether it be Sovereign Silver or Gentian 23, it doesn't matter whether it's resistant to staph or not. The staph has no defense against the silver ion, the active state of silver. So as much as I support you identifying a botanical like the Brazilian pepper tree and counteracting MRSA, I'm going to say that the silver and the homeopathy are already addressing it sufficiently and efficiently if you know how to utilize it both locally and systemically. So there you go. What do you know about the Brazilian pepper tree, Super Don?
Well, I know a lot more now that we covered this story. I'd never heard of it before. Yeah. But it cracks me up because when you share this on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
the name of the art, the title it gives is Weed Fights Superbugs in a New Way.
Noxious Weed Fights Superbugs.
Not noxious, no. Not, it even
just
knocks
weed.
That out.
Just weed. Okay. Well, this remedy, used for hundreds of years, they say works by not killing the staph, but by disarming it. Again, nature knows what to do. Man, arrogant, ignorant, knows how to poison and intoxicate you and create superbugs that they then look to synthesize nature to counteract. You don't need to do that. Just keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Walking Dead coming back. We got a theme song for that? I don't know, but the Illinois House wants you to know about it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The state of Illinois, yeah. You know that? The state of Illinois, they're prepping. Super Don's excited. The Walking Dead is returning. But Illinois is getting extra special prepared. Can you go back on that article about injuries? Remind me, what was Illinois, the most common injuries in Illinois?
Sure. I can't remember off the top of my head, but Illinois, there were so many crazy ones. Let's see, Illinois.
Dig it back up. Because the Illinois lawmakers, I just want to let you know, they're they're really prepping for the return of Walking Dead.
Yes, you know, Florida had unspecified head injury. Illinois has unspecified facial injury.
Ooh, see, that could be a zombie thing.
That's true.
You know, the zombies eating your face, right? So Illinois lawmakers are prepping in advance. I guess that'll be the next season of The Walking Dead, but they've designated October Zombie Preparedness Month. Zombie Preparedness Month.
Oh.
Now, what is it that you do, Super Don, to prepare for zombies? Because I don't know. I mean, is there something? Because I'm not a big fan of the Walking Dead. I appreciate that people appreciate it, my wife and son included. But I'm just, like, behind on this.
Well, okay. And you know, look, this is, I think it's clever. We've covered stories like this before where I think at one point the CDC came out with a zombie apocalypse preparation guide because they were going on the angle of like viruses and outbreaks, you know, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But in this case, Illinois has done this. Everybody can have a little bit of fun. They announced this just in time for the premiere of, Walking Dead coming out and stuff. So I think there's no coincidence there, but
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to prepare in general. And the angle they've got on this is that if you were to prepare for a, quote, zombie apocalypse, then you would also inadvertently be prepared for other types of events like natural disasters, et cetera. So, you know, it's to have some fun. Now, personally, mm-hmm. if I were going to literally prepare for a zombie apocalypse, because I've become so well educated on the topic from watching The Walking Dead,
yes.
you would, you know, you'd stock up on food, on water. You definitely would want to grow a garden. Okay, and this
yes.
is something that people have learned from watching a while. See, look, you're so down on The Walking Dead.
No,
there's,
I'm not.
There's, like, so much good stuff there. They literally have gone from living in the city
yes.
to now having no electricity, no running water, no stores. So they've had to figure out how to fend for themselves. So they actually have, several times through the series, set up camps where they've had to grow food and learn how to hunt and do all of these things and become self-sufficient. So it's good stuff.
All right. Listen, I'm not so down on The Walking Dead. I just, for me, it was kind of like gross out zombies eating people. Come on, man.
Whatever.
Really?
You know what? When other people are watching The Walking Dead, you like walk into another part of the house and like,
yeah, I don't even want to hear
balls
like,
or something, right?
I don't even want to hear people crunching on other people. It's just me. That's just me. But I get it. You know, when we talk about, in fact, you know, a lot of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show without saying it is like prepare you for the zombie apocalypse, you know, growing food. I don't know. I mean, I think the thing is self-sufficiency is the positive message. And perhaps that's the positive message of The Walking Dead and the fact that people, when they're hungry and they don't have access to food at Walmart or the grocery store, will come over and eat you. So be careful, folks. In October, now in Illinois, the zombie month of whatever, I don't even know what they're calling it anymore. But I will just say this. If you think about, and this is very serious, if you go back and listen to my discussion with Liam Sheff, was it on Thursday's show? I can't remember. We did bonus time with Liam as well. And, it's serious stuff. And I think about this in terms of my kids and maybe their kids. We have grown up in an era unprecedented in the history of creation where everybody has slaves. Those slaves are named oil or gasoline, where they can do the work of millions of people equivalent-wise. And so we live like the kings of old. What happens if oil becomes $500 a barrel? It changes things. And if food is not delivered in the grocery store on time, just after a hurricane or natural disaster, you'll understand how ill-prepared most people are for a zombie apocalypse, real or imagined. So part of our responsibility is addressing that. Yes, making light of it too. But seriously, get out there and grow something. All right? By next week, if not, come to the homesteading event. We'll be broadcasting from there live. If you're not sure where that is, go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can find out there as well. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar and more, because the power to heal and grow food is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.